AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue.
Mr. Speaker, the Pope of the Holy See.
Pope Francis made history today in a speech to Congress. He didn't shy away from hot-button issues such as immigration. The AP's Jerry Bodlander is on Capitol Hill.
Speaking to a packed House chamber, Pope Francis told lawmakers that with many of them descended from foreigners, they should embrace the stranger in our midst. He also referenced his recent encyclical in urging lawmakers to deal with the warming planet.
The environmental challenge we are undergoing and its human roots concern and affect us all.
Pope Francis also alluded to gay marriage, saying the family today is, quote, threatened perhaps as never before. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
A survivor says one wave of Hajj pilgrims in Saudi Arabia found themselves heading into a mass of people going in another direction. The stampede killed more than 700 people. The AP's Aya Batrari is at the scene.
There are still bodies piled on the ground, covered in white shrouds. There are ambulances and there are cars carrying the dead. It's a small street. It's not very wide. 12 meters wide, and this is where the stampede took place.
The area has been the site of Hajj stampedes in past years. U.S. officials say Russia has started flying drone surveillance flights over Syria. Officials say the Russians are gathering intelligence in preparation for what most expect will be the launch of fighter aircraft in the coming days. President Obama will meet Monday to talk about Syria with Russian President Vladimir Putin in New York. The referee, who was deliberately hit by two Texas high school football players, says he didn't call the players a racial slur. An assistant football coach is accused of ordering the players to tackle the referee. The Dow is down 180 points. This is AP Radio News. You never know what you might find in the mail.
The package was mailed from Belgium to the U.S. last year with a customs label identifying it as a Christmas gift worth $37. Inside, a $15 million Picasso painting that had disappeared from a Paris museum more than a decade ago. Called in English The Hairdresser, the abstract painting is being returned now to the Pompidou Center, which is putting it back on display. The investigation into who sent the package through the mail and how the painting was stolen is still underway. I'm Rita Foley.
Experts say they can't be sure if bone fragments found in a church grave in Florence, Italy, are from the body of a woman believed to be the model for Leonardo da Vinci's Mona Lisa. Art historians differ on the model's identity. Some say she was the wife of a rich silk merchant. Others say Da Vinci may have used several models. And one theory is the model was a man. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.